from hopping till my ammunition's gone. But I'm still not happy. I feel like there's something wrong.
You're tuned into Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined by Adam. And we just heard a set there in celebration of the 50th anniversary of Neil Young's On the Beach album. What an amazing album with a lot of things going on. We're going to talk a little bit about it. We also wanted to thank Garth for calling in and tuning in. We really appreciate it. That last track we heard in that set was actually an outtake recorded during the sessions that would later be re-recorded slightly different and put out on another album.
Yeah, and I forget which one it was exactly, but it was retitled as Fog of Loneliness. Here on the Archives Volume 2 collection where it's been compiled on, we heard Bad Fog of Loneliness, a song so amazing. I really do think it would have felt seamless with the rest of the record. But yeah, as with the rest of the record, there's a lot going on. I mean, Neil Young was reeling from a lot of personal losses at this time. And then also, I think, a lot of social losses. You had this end of the 1960s. You had this disillusionment as big business and industry was kind of taking over America and North America in general. And I think there is a lot of mourning happening on this record, as we heard on that song, Vampire Blues, which just decries the ecological and economic horrors that are happening throughout North America and the world.
Yeah, and that's one of my favorites on that album, just the way that they play the song. It's so... Clearly, they're just playing in the moment, but that's one of the great things about when Crazy Horse played. I don't know if it was completely Crazy Horse, because there's a lot of different musicians on some of the tracks, including the track we heard before that, a really great, longer track called Revolution Blues. What's interesting about this track musically in terms of who played on it is it features Lee Von Helm and Rick Danko of the band. And they sound amazing on this track.
And didn't appear on any other tracks.
Yeah, so maybe they just were able to record one thing. And I think Revolution Blues, it has a lot of anger in it, and I think it is addressing a lot of the failure of the 60s in that one. There's just so much in it. And a lot of the songs on this record, like, they touch on all these different things. But yeah, what's interesting is we talked about how this is part of a trilogy of albums, but he actually recorded an album before this and didn't release it until after. That was Tonight's the Night.
Yeah, I believe that was officially released in 1975.
I believe so. And yeah. And that's partially because he was, the guitarist, original guitarist in Crazy Horse, Denny Whitten, passed. And he has a song on that album. So maybe that was partially for that. He wanted to shelve it for a bit. And he did. And fortunately, he did put it out. But I wanted to also mention about this album... we should mention the first song that we heard in that set, which opens the album.
Walk On, which is fantastic, and a little bit tonally different from the rest of the record. It's not quite as forlorn. It definitely has elements of that, but it's kind of Neil Young bracing himself, or whoever the narrator is in the song, to kind of figure out, how do I go on from after encountering all these tragedies and all of these, you know, moments of turmoil? It's a very great song to open with. In spite of the fact that originally it was not going to open the album. And this is a little interesting tidbit, because according to Neil Young himself, the original way the album was going to be formatted was that the thing we know as side A was actually going to be side B, and the album was going to start with what we know as side B, opening up with the title track On the Beach.
Yeah, and this was recommended by producer David Briggs, who he worked with a lot during this time, and honestly, I feel like he made his best work with Briggs. But he suggested that they swap the sides at the last moment. Neil Young said he later wished he didn't do that, but when they released the cassette originally and the 8-track, it was reversed. So side B was side A and vice versa.
Which I'm going to say this. I think Briggs made the right call here. I think it just flows better with that format. But, you know, regardless, in terms of the collection of songs, it is a powerful statement. Yes, it may not be as well-heralded or as popularly known as some of his other releases like Harvest or After the Gold Rush, but I think it stands on its own merit as being just one of the great singer-songwriter records of the early 70s and just an arresting record for Neil Young all the way through. It's Neil Young like I didn't quite hear him before. Yes, he could always go into some dirges, he could always be a little bit introspective, but I don't think his songwriting was as naked as it was on this record.
Yeah, it was new territory for him. And I should mention, Leave on Home actually also played on See the Sky About to Rain. Mm-hmm. On that track, in addition to Helm and Danko, David Crosby was on it on guitar on Revolution Blues.
Cool.
Yeah.
And we might play some more music from this later on in the program, but for now, that was our anniversary celebration, 50 years of Neil Young's On the Beach, going from some classic great music to literally brand new music that word just broke out about today. New album by Jack White.
Yeah, so here's what happened. Apparently at the Third Man Records stores in Detroit, London, and Nashville, whenever you bought a record or something, I believe you had to get a record to get it, but anyways, when you bought something, they put a record in your bag and it just said no name on it.
It's a white label, just says no name, no track listing, white vinyl, and this is a surprise album by Jack White.
Yeah, I think 10 or 11 tracks, and it came out yesterday, and there's been buzz about it, and it's really cool. And actually, we were able to acquire some of it, and we're going to play the first song on it. Now, we don't know the titles of any of these songs. We don't know if this album will be re-released in a more commercial form. Maybe. We don't know. But yep. We're going to play track one, mm-hmm. and, you know, I don't believe there's any more copies left, but they encourage people to rip it and put it on the internet. So we'll see what happens with this. This is a really cool, interesting way to kind of get new music out there.
Yeah, there's not a lot of mystification left happening for album releases. So something like this is, it's a novel approach, but also what great news to get a new Jack White record. And one that I will say, so far from everything I've heard, is fantastic. So
yeah,
let's just play the opening track from side A from this unnamed record. We'll just call it No Name for now by Jack White to open up this set of new music on Revolution Rock. We'll be right back.
so loud. Sometimes beginnings can come from an end. Why can't relaxed.